Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When this man sent me the picture, honest to Allah, my body chill and I cried. I cried thanking Allah, the one He allowed me to always push and always try and always initiate for the hidayah and rahmah. And how, in other hand, sometimes we want to block the rahmah of Allah. We want to block the hidayah of Allah. Please, for sabilillah, what you initiating? What you want initiate? What you want to do? What you pushing for? What else than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use you to push or initiate for the hidayah and rahmah and the goodness of other? And you have nothing. You will gain nothing of material life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bear witness. Allah bear witness. I try all my life. And you know what is amazing? And the majority of people do not appreciate, do not thanks, do not show gratitude, not to me, to Allah Jalla Jalalu. I'm drowning in the rahmah of Allah. I'm drowning thanking Allah. I'm drowning just to Allah use me for goodness. Especially again, when the goodness you try to initiate is not for you, for others, and not for the dunya, for dunya and akhirah. Thank you, Allah. Allah allow me to thank you and show gratitude to you, praise you, believe in you, return all my affair to you. I cannot thank you enough, Ya Allah. You create me. You guide me. You make guidance beloved to me. You make goodness beloved to me. And at this time in my life, yes, I'm tired. I'm getting elder. But I'm drowning because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used me to initiate and pushing people for their own goodness, dunya and akhirah. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, what you initiate for your own goodness and akhirah? What are you wishing to appreciate? What are you wishing to do? What are you wishing to achieve? Especially at this Mubarak time. Remember. And believe me, I was wanted a person has piety, has honesty, has integrity. And something came in my heart. I call one person and the person lead me to this person after some time. You see, if you mean well, if Zaniya is good, Allah will guide you. Allah will guide you and Allah will open for you in a way you never expected. All you have to do, hold tight the Niyya and make sure the Niyya is for Allah, not for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have ikhlas in the seen and unseen and make us always the keys of goodness, the luck of evils. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make us a source of hidayah, a source of goodness until we meet Allah and Allah pleased with us. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.